Avenue or the South Cove Manor Nursing Home, perhaps in April.
我哋希望喺四月份嘅时候可以完成我哋购买120号所密街或者大家认识中华颐养院嗰个地方。
And many of you may not know, but that building has a lot of small rooms, but really doesn't have any space for worship.
可能大家都知道，中华颐养院嗰个地方佢有好多细嘅房，但系咧冇一个大嘅地方系可以俾我哋去作为敬拜的地方的。
But as we try to look and get estimates for renovating that building, we have also heard that the Roman Catholic Church right next door potentially could come for sale very soon.
当我们去拿一个价钱，看看如果我们要改装这个中华颐养院去建一个会堂，即是一个sanctuary 嘅时候，咁当我哋就会知道，我哋就得知道，原来我哋中华颐养院隔篱嗰个圣三一堂，亦都系圣三一教会，亦都系准备拎出嚟卖。
And so we're waiting for this church to go on the market, so we can go inside and evaluate and seek the Lord's guidance.
所以我哋等紧隔篱嗰个教会摆上去个市场度去卖，咁我哋咧就继续去祈祷，求神去带领我哋。
So I asked if it goes on the market, we will have to decide very quickly.
如果隔篱嗰个教会真系会拎出嚟卖嘅时候，我哋就要好快嘅去决定。
So I asked that you would be praying for the Lord's guidance and His provision.
我就求你继续求神嘅去带领我哋，同埋去供应俾我哋。
Many of us know that love is perhaps one of the most important words in the Christian life.
好多人都知道喺基督徒生命里边，爱呢一个字系好紧要嘅。
We're told to love God.
我哋要爱神。
We're told to love one another.
我哋要彼此相爱。
We're told to love our neighbor.
我哋亦都要爱我哋嘅邻舍。
But in the passage that was just read, we're told, "Do not love the world."
但喺啱啱读嘅经文里边，我哋神叫我哋唔好爱呢个世界。
And that may sound very confusing.
可能会觉得好混淆。
In light of the fact that we're told to love so much.
当神叫我哋去爱咁多嘢嘅时候。
Therefore, we need to understand what the word world means.
所以我哋就要去明白到究竟世界呢个字系咩意思咧。
Then we need to understand what does it mean to love the world.
咁究竟爱世界又系咩意思咧？
Then we want to look at what's wrong with loving the world.
咁亦都会想知道究竟爱世界有乜嘢唔好咧？
And then finally, we need to understand how do we obey this command, "Do not love the world."
到最尾，我哋就要去探讨一下我哋点样去怎样去做，以致我们可以不要爱这个世界。
And that's sort of the outline of what we're going to be looking at.
这个就是今天讲到的大纲。
So the first is what is the world?
所以第一样就是究竟什么为之世界呢？
The Greek word is cosmos, from which we actually get the word cosmetics from.
希腊文这个世界这个字叫 cosmos。而在英文里面其实是代表表面，或者也都可以译作化妆品。
And the word actually means something like order or arrangement.
而在希腊文的原文的意思是代表有次序，是有排列的意思。
So I guess when people use cosmetics, they arrange their face in a nice way that looks very nice.
所以可能我们说有人用化妆品的时候，就是将你的五官排列好，令到你看出来很漂亮这样。
But this word in the Greek and the Hebrew and the English is actually used in at least three ways.
但这个字至少在英文和在希腊文里面是有三个不同的意思。
First, it can mean the physical earth.
第一就是可以说这个世界这个实质上面的地球。
John uses this at the end of his gospel in chapter 21, verse 25.
在约翰福音21章25节。
It says, "Now there are many other things that Jesus did. Were there every one of them to be written, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books that would be written."
这里讲到话耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
So here the word world refers to the physical earth.
这里讲到这个世界是就讲我们见到这个世界。
We know that God created the world.
我们知道神创造了这个世界。
And he said it is very good.
他说是很美好的。
Therefore we need to love the world.
所以我们要去爱这个世界。
He gave us dominion over it, and so we are stewards and to take care of it.
他给我们有权力去管理这个，做一个好的管家，管理这个地球。
We need to be concerned about our environment.
我们要去去环保，我们要注意我们身边住的环境。
But we are not to love the creation over the creator.
但我们是不可以去爱被造的多过造物主。
The second way in which this word is used is to refer to people of the earth or the human race.
第二个世界这个字的用法就是去讲到人类。
Now, I didn't learn Chinese, but I learned that in John 3:16, there's a different word that is used.
我不识中文，但我知道在约翰福音三章十六节，中文里面将世界译了另外一个字。
But in the Greek, it's actually the same word that is used in 1 John chapter 2.
但是在希腊文里面，约翰福音三章十六节所讲的 world 和头先我们所读的那个 world 那个世界这个字是同一个字来的。
So in the Greek, it is actually the same word.
所以希腊文里面是同一个字。
And so here in John 3:16, the word world refers to the people.
所以在约翰福音三章十六节那里讲到神爱世人，是讲这个世界上面的人。
That God loves the people of the world that he sent his son to die for us.
是讲到神爱世人，爱到一个地步是差派他的独生子去为我们的罪。
And we should be amazed that even though we are sinful humanity, God still loved us.
虽然我们是满有罪恶的人类，但是天父仍然爱我们。
But there's a third way in which this word world is used.
但世界这个字也有第三个的意思。
And it means the system of evil in opposition to God.
意思是一个敌挡基督的一个邪恶的系统。
It's a mindset in some sense that is in rebellion to God.
是一些令到我们去反叛神，去反对神的思想。
And this is how the word is used in 1 John chapter 2.
这里是讲到约翰福音约翰一书第二章就是讲到这个意思。
It refers to the values, the priorities, the beliefs in which God is excluded.
这里讲到一个价值观，一目标，一些信仰，而是神不在里面的。
And we need to understand Satan is in control of this world system.
我们知道撒旦是控制着这个邪恶的系统。
In John chapter 21 verse 31, he is called the ruler of this world.
在约翰福音12章31节，这里是将撒旦是讲到说这个是世界的王。
Now this system doesn't just refer to a satanic cult.
这里讲到不是说好像一些一些
Satan worship or something.
即係一啲去敬拜撒旦嘅一啲嘅信仰。
Remember that Satan is the father of lies.
我哋知道撒旦係謊言嘅父親。
And so he's trying to deceive people.
佢係想去欺騙人。
And so it may actually look even Christian.
所以有时撒旦可以因为他想欺骗人，所以望落去好似好属灵咁样。
But the system is drawing people away from God.
但系佢有呢个系统系令到人离开神。
The system is trying to get people to be opposed to what God really wants.
佢呢个系统系慢慢嘅令到人去唔跟随神要去做嘅嘢。
So now that we understand a little bit about what the word world means, what does it mean to love the world?
咁我哋知道 世界呢一个字嘅意思嘅时候，咁爱世界又系咩意思呢？
Because in 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world."
因为喺头先所读嘅经文第十五节嗰度讲到话，不要爱世界和世界上的事。
This is a command to us.
呢个系一个命令嚟嘅。
So we need to pay attention to this.
所以我哋就要去明白呢个命令系讲乜嘢。
And when we talk about the word love, loving the world, it's talking about what do we value.
当我哋讲到爱世界嘅时候，系讲到我哋嘅价值观。
What do we take pleasure in?
究竟我哋中意做啲咩咧？
What do I set my heart upon?
究竟我哋个心系成日谂住啲咩咧？
Where do I get my comfort?
究竟我哋喺边一度得到安慰咧？
Where do I get my hope?
究竟我哋嘅盼望喺边度咧？
Where do I get my security?
我哋嘅保障又喺边一度咧？
And I think for many of us as Chinese immigrants, we find that we love and take value in money.
我哋知道我哋好多中国嘅移民，我哋会系好爱金钱，同埋我哋系会好着重金钱。
That we value financial security.
我哋好希望有经济上面嘅保障。
And I think we just recently went through Chinese New Year.
我哋啱啱庆祝咗农历新年。
And a lot of the customs and traditions that we have relate to financial prosperity.
我哋有好多同人哋讲嘅说话，恭贺嘅说话，都系同呢个金钱同希望人哋发财有关。
And so the Bible is saying, "Do not love the world."
所以圣经讲到话，我哋唔好爱呢个世界。
And not that money in itself is wrong.
我哋唔系讲到话金钱本身系错。
But the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
但系贪财系万恶之根。
Now, how do we define loving the world?
咁究竟我哋对爱呢个世界作一个咩嘅定义咧？
Well, from these verses, we can put together a definition.
在我们刚才所读的经文里面，我们可以摆，可以作一个定义。
The last part of verse 15 says, "If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
在第十五节的下半句嗰度讲话，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And the last part of verse 17 says, "Whoever does the will of God abides forever."
咁而第十七节的下半句就话，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
So we could say that loving the world is anything that causes us to lose our enjoyment of the Father's love or our desire to do the Father's will.
所以我哋可以对爱世界下一个定义，就系话任何嘢令到我哋唔再去享受天父嘅爱，或者冇咗去行神旨意嘅欲望嘅时候，咁嗰样嘢就代表令到我哋爱世界。
And John gives us three characteristics of what it means to love the world.
咁而约翰亦都讲咗爱世界有三个嘅特征。
Find these in verse 16.
咁而喺第十六节嗰度讲咗出嚟。
It says, "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world."
喺第十六节佢咁样讲，佢话因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体嘅情欲、眼目嘅情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
And please note that John's description of loving the world is focused on things that are internal, not external.
我哋睇到约翰佢讲到话爱世界，佢唔系着重喺外在嘅环境，而系讲到我哋内心里边。
Sometimes in the past, people would talk about a lot about externals when they say do not love the world.
有多时候我哋听到啲人话唔好爱世界，佢哋系着重喺外表嘅事。
They may talk about, oh, you shouldn't smoke.
可能话你唔可以吸烟。
You shouldn't wear too much makeup.
你唔好搽太多化妆品。
You shouldn't wear your hair too long.
唔好留太长嘅头发。
And so it all relates to the external.
全部都系讲到外表。
But John is focused on our attitude.
但是约翰在这里是讲到我们的态度。
Our attitude and our appetite.
我们的态度和我们的欲望。
And these wrong attitudes will result in wrong action.
但是一些不对的态度就会令到我们做一些不对的事。
First, he talks about the desires of the flesh.
首先他讲到肉体的情欲。
The flesh refers to the sin nature that all of us have.
这里讲到, 肉体, 其实是讲到我们的罪性。
And certainly the body has certain natural appetites.
所以当然我们的身体, 我们本身里面有不同的欲望。
God made us in a certain way.
神造我们。
But if we try to fulfill those desires in the wrong way, then it is sin.
神造我们,给予我们身体有不同的欲望,但是当我们用一些不对的方法去满足这些欲望的时候, 就是罪。
For instance, if God gave us an appetite to eat,
如果神给我们很想吃东西,
but yet if we overeat and we're gluttons, then this is wrong.
但如果我们变成暴饮暴食的时候, 那就不对了。
God created us an appetite for liquid beverage.
神给我们是想喝东西, 有喝东西的欲望。
But if we fulfill it by getting drunk, then this is wrong.
但如果我们是, 喝得太多酒而醉酒的时候, 那就不对了。
We need rest and recreation in our lives.
我们需要有休息有娱乐。
But if we are lazy, then that is wrong.
如果我们是太懒惰, 那就不对了。
Or we try to rest or have recreation by taking dangerous drugs, then that is wrong too.
或者如果我们滥用药物，亦都是不对。
God made us with sexual desires.
神给我们都有性这方面的欲望。
But if we try to fulfill it outside of marriage between a husband and wife, then it is wrong.
但如果我们在一个婚姻关系以外去满足这个欲望, 那亦都是不对。
We need a place to live, to have a shelter.
我们需要有一个居所。
But if we buy a home that we can't afford, then that is wrong.
但如果我们去买一间我们本身是不可以支付到的屋, 那亦都是不对。
But John not only describes the desires of the flesh, he also talks about the desires of the eyes.
约翰不单止讲到肉体上面的情欲，他都讲到眼目的情欲。
And Satan uses the desires of our eyes to attract us to sin.
撒旦用很多我们的眼睛看到的东西去吸引我们去犯罪。
The things that we see.
我们看到的。
And certainly we could immediately think of things like pornography.
可能我们就会想到,可能是一些三级的色情的东西。
But it can also include things like being covetous.
但是也可以代表我们一个贪婪的心。
That we see things that we want.
我们见到一些我们很想要的东西。
And Satan uses TV shows and magazines and advertising.
撒旦用一些广告啦, 电视啦, 杂志啦。
We see beautiful houses that we would like to have.
去好像去给我们看到一些很漂亮的屋。
Or we see these beautiful cars.
一些很漂亮的车。
Or dream vacation.
或者一些梦想的假期。
And a lot of times people can't afford these things.
但有很多时候我们实际上是不可以支付到的。
But yet they buy them because they are so attracted by what they see.
但是有很多人都因为见到他们太想要，就算是支付不到都去买。
And then there's also, John mentions pride in possessions.
约翰也讲到今生的骄傲。
And I believe that in the Chinese it talks about pride of life.
在中文里面是讲到我们生命里面的骄傲。
That word life also can include things that contribute or sustain our lives.
这个生命也可以包括我们生命里面拥有的一些东西。
And so that it could also mean possessions of what we have.
所以也都是加上我们所拥有的一切。
And so John's point is that we can have this boasting, this arrogance about the things that we have.
所以约翰这里讲到我们可以为我们所拥有的有自大有夸口的时间。
It's talking about the things that we own.
讲到我们拥有的一切。
And maybe even our abilities to get them.
亦都或者是讲到我们有的能力。
It could be our gifts, our talents.
或者可能是我们本身有的恩赐。
We think that it belongs to us, but actually it all comes from God.
我们以为这些是属于我们自己的, 但其实都是由神赐给我们的。
And so people are attracted by Satan through these three means.
所以人藉着这三样东西就被撒旦去吸引了。
And someone has noted that particularly Satan uses these three ways at different levels and different stages in our lives.
我们可能会留意到, 撒旦在我们人生不同的年岁的时候用不同的东西去吸引我们。
For instance, a lot of people say that young people are attracted by the desires of the flesh.
有很多人说可能年轻的会被肉体的情欲吸引了。
Middle-aged people are afflicted by the desires of the eyes.
而中年的可能就会被眼目的情欲吸引了。
Older people, like myself, could be plagued by the pride in possession.
而比较年长的可能我们就会有今生的骄傲。
And so no matter what age that we are in, what age stage we're in, we need to be very careful.
所以无论我们是在人生哪个阶段，我们都要小心。
So the third main point is what is wrong with loving the world?
那么我们就会问，爱世界有什么不好呢？
Why is God giving us this command not to love the world?
为什么神命令我们不要爱这个世界呢？
Well, in verse 15, it tells us that loving the world is incompatible with loving God.
在第15节那里讲到，我们爱世界和爱神是两样东西是不可以相容的。
It says in verse 15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
在第15节那里讲到，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里边了。
Jesus in Matthew 6:24 said, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
而耶稣在马太福音6章24节也这么说过，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶者爱那个，就是重者轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
James in chapter 4 verse 4 says, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. So John is saying that loving God and loving the world are mutually exclusive.
所以约翰在这里讲到，我们爱世界和爱神是两样东西不可以摆在一起的。
Let me give you an example.
我给一个例子。
Now, I've been married to my wife, Nancy, for over 35 years.
我和我太太Nancy结婚已经多过35年。
And I love my wife.
我爱我太太。
But what if I were to come to her one day?
但如果有一天我跟她讲,
and suggest, well, I'd like to have a second wife.
我想有一个二奶。
Now, I will still love you.
我仍然会爱你的。
But I also love this other woman as well. And we can just be a threesome together. I think my wife would just throw me out of the house. Well, I think God would feel the same way. If we were to say, well, I love you, God. I really love you. But I love the world too. And many Christians try to have to love both. And God is saying, you can't do it. They're mutually exclusive. So don't try. The second reason why it's wrong to love the world is that the world is temporary. John writes in verse 17, the world is passing away with its desires.
在第17章，约翰这样说，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
So are we going to invest in something that is temporary, or do we want something that is eternal?
那我们是不是想投资在一些会过去短暂的事情里面，还是我们想投资在永恒的事里面呢？
Now, I have a pretty old car now.
我有一架比較舊嘅車。
It's a 2000 Toyota Corolla。
係一架日產2000年嘅車。
And I remember when I bought it newer, it was newer.
我記得當佢係比較新嘅時候。
And it was very shiny on the outside.
出邊好靚，好光鮮。
And when I looked up and took look inside the engine, it was also gleaming.
當我打開個車，跟住望下個機件嘅時候，哇，係會發光嘅。
And when I went sat inside the car, it smelled new.
當我入到架車裏邊嘅時候，聞到係一啲新車嘅味。
But now today, if you look at it, it's deteriorating.
但係今日當你望到我架車嘅時候，你見到佢已經開始係慢慢咁樣毀壞啦。
You can see the rust on the outside now.
你見到有啲鏽。
If you look at the inside the engine, you see all kinds of dirt and grease.
如果你再見到機件嘅時候，你會見到好多污糟嘢喺入邊。
And if you were to look inside the car, you'll see all these coffee stains and crumbs and things.
如果你入去見到嗰啲座位嘅時候，你會見到好多食物留翻落嚟嘅嘢啊，有咖啡印啊、咖啡漬啊咁樣。
And if I have a big repair bill for this thing, I don't think I'm going to put any more money into it.
如果我要去維修呢架車，我諗我都唔會擺錢入去。
Because it's deteriorating.
因為佢都已經開始毀壞啦。
And so the world may seem like it's very new and shiny.
所以呢個世界對於我哋嚟講，可能係好新，可能係好吸引。
You may offer you a lot of pleasure.
可能佢會俾你有好多嘅滿足，好多嘅喜樂喺裏邊。
It'll look like it'll last forever.
可能你會覺得好似佢係唔會走嘅，會喺度，永遠都喺度。
But God tells us it's passing away.
但係上帝話俾我哋聽，呢個世界係會過去。
It's only temporary.
係好短暫嘅。
So don't love the world.
所以唔好愛呢個世界。
Thirdly, we should not love the world because the world causes us to sin.
第三個原因點解我哋唔好愛呢個世界，係因為呢個世界會令到我哋犯罪。
We see this in verse 17.
喺第十七節都係咁講。
The world is passing away along with its desire, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
佢呢度講到這世界和其上的情慾都要過去，唯獨遵行神旨意的是永遠長存。
So the contrast is between loving the world and those who love God who will do the will of God.
所以呢度係一個對比，就係話一個愛世界同埋一個係願意遵行神旨意嘅人。
Someone has helped gave us a definition of what we would call worldliness.
有人俾咗一個定義係話俗世係一個咩嘅定義。
He said it's anything that makes sin look attractive and righteousness look silly.
佢都講到俗世嘅定義就係話任何啲嘢令到你覺得犯罪係去吸引你去犯罪，而令到你覺得行公義係可笑嘅。
And we know that Satan used the same tactic with Adam and Eve in the fall.
我哋知道撒旦亦都用咗同一個嘅手法，令到亞當同埋夏娃犯罪。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, it says, So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate.
在創世記第三章第六節這樣說，他說，於是女人見那棵樹的果子好作食物，也悅人的眼目。且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
So Eve saw that the tree was good for food.
所以夏娃见到棵树的果子可以当食物吃。
But God had told them not to eat of the fruit of that tree.
但是上帝吩咐了他不可以吃那棵树上面的果子。
And so that could correspond to the desires of the flesh.
这里就讲到他身体上面有一个的情欲在里面。
She saw that it was a delight to the eye.
他见到那个果子，他说悦人的眼目。
And so that could correspond to the desires of the eyes.
这里就讲到眼目的情欲一样。
And then that it was a tree to be desired to make one wise.
这里讲到那棵树上面的果子，令到它可以有智慧。